You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's the atmosphere? It's a layer of gas that surrounds a planet. Some planets have them, like the Earth, and some planets don't, like Mercury, which is too close to the sun, so it's too hot, and its gravity is too weak to hold an atmosphere. Venus is surrounded by an atmosphere composed mostly of the gas carbon dioxide. Its atmospheric pressure is 92 times greater than Earth's. Mars has an atmosphere, and like Venus, it's mostly carbon dioxide. Jupiter has an atmosphere, but what's wild about that planet is the entire planet is gas. So it's a giant gas planet surrounded by a gaseous atmosphere. Saturn is another gas planet, and like Jupiter, most of its atmosphere is hydrogen and then helium. Uranus is another gas planet with an atmosphere mostly of hydrogen, followed by helium, and then some methane. Neptune is the fourth gas giant in our solar system, also with an atmosphere mostly of hydrogen, followed by helium, and then methane. Now, I should point out that the four gas giants, even though most of the planet is gas and the atmosphere is gas, scientists believe they do have small, solid cores. While scientists know that there are other planets beyond our own solar system, NASA scientists think some of those planets orbiting around other stars also have atmospheres. And this is based on observations made by the Hubble Space Telescope, which brings us to our own planet, Earth. Our atmosphere is pretty unique. It's mostly nitrogen at about 78%, and then followed by oxygen at about 21%. This wonderful envelope of air is so important to the survival of every living thing on our planet. We need it for breathing. It protects us from ultraviolet radiation from the sun. It's part of the water cycle between the land, oceans, and air. But how do we know the atmosphere is there, since we can't really feel it or see it? So here's an activity to try at home. You might want an adult, like a parent or teacher, to do it, since you'll be using some matches. Now, I should tell you, this experiment will leave a welt on your forehead for a few hours. Light a match and quickly drop it into a pill container or a very small diameter wine glass. Quickly press the opening against your forehead and hold it there. When the oxygen in the pill container or wine glass is used up, the match will go out. The temperature inside will then decrease, causing a decrease in air pressure inside of the pill container or wine glass. The pressure in the pill container is less than the pressure of the atmosphere in the room. Now, slowly remove your hand. Keep it there just in case the glass or container falls. And hopefully, if you've done it right, the container or glass will be stuck to your forehead. The atmosphere, which we can't see, pushes the container to you and keeps it there. We've just learned a little bit about an atmosphere. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for The Weekly Experiment.